This is COVID-19 Seattle. I'm Dave Ross.
And I'm Aaron Granillo. Washington could be due for another round of coronavirus restrictions. Governor Jay Inslee said so during a news conference yesterday, when he also announced that he would be limiting the number of people at social gatherings.
I'm announcing a change to those counties that are in Safe Start Phase 3. This will limit all social gatherings to no more than 10 people a week. And that is something that we simply have to do if we're going to arrest this pandemic.
And across the state?
Basically, it means that you really can only be with five people outside of your household in about 80% or 85% of the state. And in those relatively small numbers of counties that are in phase three, it's only up to 10 people in those counties.
The governor also banned all live entertainment, both indoor and outdoor, but some events are still allowed.
Now, there are exceptions to this change that won't be affected, at least for right now, including spiritual services, weddings, and funerals, which act under our existing guidance.
Governor Inslee's announcement came as Washington set a new record for confirmed cases of the virus, with nearly 1,270 cases reported yesterday. One reason for the high number? Yakima County dumped about 300 backlogged positive cases into the database, but that still leaves about 900 new ones.
And that is the same peak Washington saw back in April. Stepping back from daily highs over the past 2 weeks, we are averaging 115 infections per 100,000 people. And State Health Secretary John Weisman says that's a big jump.
That's actually double from June 9th to July 9th. And that's really concerning to all of us. And it's something that's saying we should stand up and take attention to that, and not only take attention, but take action.
There's been little to no enforcement for any of the governor's mask wearing or social distancing mandates. But Inslee says there will be consequences for everybody if people don't follow the guidelines.
If individuals, each of us, do not adhere to mask wearing, do not adhere to social distancing, do not adhere to these limitations on gathering, today's rollbacks may be a forerunner to additional rollbacks. And we cannot rule out the potential for another stay-home order this year, and perhaps not in the too distant future.
And just to be clear now, the governor has the legal authority to enforce his restrictions. The state Supreme Court just decided that this week when it dismissed a lawsuit challenging Governor Inslee's orders. Well, what are the odds, Dave? What do you think we're going back to a lockdown at this point?
I don't think so. I'm going to be optimistic.
Okay.
I think people will come to the conclusion, okay, masks are annoying, but if the alternative is we go back to closing everything down again, well, that's even worse. And again, everything I've read, I don't know about you, everything I've read says you can fix this in 1 to 2 months. If you could make mask wearing universal.
Yeah, that's the most frustrating part of it all, I think. I was looking at the UW Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation model, and it makes it very clear that masks make a major impact not only on the spread of the virus, but also the death toll. So right now, it shows about 4 deaths a day by November 1st with universal mask wearing. That same model shows the death toll about 10 times higher without masks and when the mandates ease. So the projections are clear. The models are clear.
Seems like an easy choice, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does. So we can do this. And also, I heard you ask Hannah this morning if any of these recent spikes are the result of protests. And I've been listening in on the news conferences, and I know Hannah has too, and everyone is saying that no, the protests, at least right now, what we see is that they are not driving this recent spike. I think part of the reason there is because a lot of the protests were involving younger people who I guess are just, you know, less likely to catch it. And also, go figure, I was out there and I saw it myself. Most of them were wearing masks.
We're wearing masks, yes. Sometimes for other reasons back when there were fire and tear gas, but whatever works.
The state's longest-serving legislator says the time to deal with the state's COVID-caused budget crisis is now.
The bow wave of these problems continue to rise, and the economic deficit that we have, we're looking at finding $9 billion when we come back. It's a tremendous hill to climb.
State Senator Tim Sheldon says Governor Inslee made a mistake by not calling for a special session of the legislature this summer, and that it's better to deal with budget problems as soon as possible.
Here is what Inslee had to say about that.
There's nothing special about a special session. It already doesn't exist. The legislators can pick up the phone and call me anytime. The mayors can call me at any time.
The county commissioners and executives can call me every time, at any time. But we have open communication without the necessity of a special session. The phone system is working and works really well.
And State Senator Sheldon, who's a Democrat, mind you, says some lawmakers don't want to deal with the deficit until next year.
Many legislators are not willing to go back into session because they're up for election.
He claims it's because they want big tax increases and are unwilling to do that before the November election. Here's what Sheldon said in his statement also. I want to leave you with a final thought. There's an old saying among Democrats. The saying goes, a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. Dr. Anthony Fauci did an interview on Facebook with CEO Mark Zuckerberg, and he talked about how restrictions to stop the spread of the virus are not the thing that's ruining the economy. They're actually the key to saving it.
There has been this unusual and unfortunate mindset of there's public health measures and there's getting the economy back. And these are two opposing forces.
And that's backwards, he says.
We should be looking at public health measures as a vehicle or a gateway to opening the country again, to getting the economy back, not as the obstacle in the way.
So what's the solution?
I would recommend as strong as you possibly can to get people to wear masks.
Where have I heard that before? Fauci says they're hoping to have more information from clinical trials on possible drugs and vaccines, and he actually said we could start using them in a few months.
At the end of this month, July, we're going to be starting the phase 3 trial of this candidate. And as we get into the summer, a month later, another candidate will go into phase 3 trial. And then a month later, another. So that over the next 4 to 5 months, you're going to see sequentially these candidates going into clinical trial.
And then he spoke specifically to the party crowd. So listen up, young people.
You have to have responsibility for yourself, but also a societal responsibility that you're getting infected is not just you in a vacuum. You're propagating a pandemic.
We know that young people account for between 30 to 40% of the spread of the virus right here, right now, in Pierce, King, and Snohomish counties. Listen to Jay Deshaun. He spoke to Como News.
I'm young. I'm reckless. I'm going to do what I want. I haven't had the coronavirus yet. I haven't had any friends that have had the coronavirus. I've heard about it, but at the end of the day, look, I would not like to waste my summer sitting inside my house doing nothing.
Wow. Okay, Jay Deshaun.
Well, go outside.
Yeah.
Just don't go near other people outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all. Or stay, you know, 6, 12, maybe in his case, 50 feet away from the next nearest person. But that's the whole point here. Because if not, then if it gets so bad that the hospitals start to get overwhelmed, then you're probably going to have to see public officials of some kind going out and breaking up parties on the beach. And that would be terrible. We will be back tomorrow and every day after with a 10-minute rundown of the daily local news. You can subscribe to this podcast. You can also find our news coverage on MyNorthwest.com or listen live at 97.3 FM.